Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They did. And they got a massive game Thursday that they have to play better in. At some point here before the end of the year to give anybody any faith going into the postseason. Well, first of all, they have to keep winning to make the postseason. But secondly, to give anybody faith going into the postseason, they got to find another gear and eventually clean things up. Ultimately, though, I mostly agree with him. Given that I've done so many, we together, Scott, have done so many Monday shows where they lose that game. Now, the bar is higher than it's ever been. The expectations have changed. I think Campbell's a good coach. I think this roster's good. And I think whatever ails them is something that's fixable. They looked better last year in the regular season with, I mean, not exactly the same team, but damn near close to it. And so, you know, I'm not giving up yet. Certainly not after that win. 248-539-9797. Anything to add or get right back to the call?
Let's get right back to the call.
Matt is in Grand Blanc and he is next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys, you have a great show, by the way, just saying.
Thank you.
My champ is Bates, first of all. I would love to have that draw on my driver.
Wow. I mean, that ball started to the right and then came back to the left, and that's one of the most unbelievable kicks you will see.
Yep, it absolutely did. My chump, unfortunately, is going to be Brad Holmes. I mean, he's done some really good things. He's brought this franchise back to being important and significant, but he's also, I think, missed the ball on making them better. With LaPorta being out, give Tesla the playbook and dumb it down for him a little bit, maybe, if he needs to, and make him be the new LaPorta for the rest of the year. And I think that would be a great use of that third-round draft pick. What do you think?
It sounds like you have a bigger problem with the way the coaches are using him than Brad Holmes. Do you think he's capable? Matt, you think if he was given more, he was capable?
I think he's capable.
Because you just chumped the guy who took him. And then it sounds to me like you have a bigger issue with the way he's being used.
No, my Brad Holmes thing was like in the trade deadline and stuff. Like, he didn't do anything. With Tesla, I think we could actually give him the playbook for LaPorta. And he could kind of fill in the gap that we're going to end up having.
Well, Matt, I would say this. I agree with some of that, and I've voiced that to a degree. To me, it's about the routes that LaPorta would have. But I mean, Sam LaPorta was, you're a tight end. It's not just about catching a football. It's about blocking at the line of scrimmage and taking on big guys and holding your own. And Isaac Tesla is a 210-pound wide receiver. He's not a 250-pound tight end. There's a little bit of a difference there. That being said, I still wouldn't mind if they just drew up passing plays, went to the playbook where LaPorta was you know, where Laporta wasn't lined up tight to the line, but he was lined up in a slot or he's lined up wide. Let's use Tesla in that manner. I have no problem with that. And even more specifically, when they get down into the red zone, I'd love to see Tesla out there every snap in the red zone because he's a mismatch.
Well, certainly now, you know, because remember this, when they were fully healthy, Tesla's practice reps with the ones weren't going to get, he wasn't going to get a ton.
No.
Because they had to get their starters reps. As guys have started to come up lame here, he's going to get more reps in practice and very well may get more opportunity moving forward. In fact, it's hard to imagine he's not. Out of necessity, he's likely going to get more opportunity here, but he also will get more reps in practice. The learning curve gets steeper. Once you get in the season, you're trying to develop your guys, but most importantly, you're trying to win on Sunday. And, you know, you don't want to sacrifice practice reps between the starters to try and bring a player up to speed any more than you have to, but you still are trying to bring that player up to speed. He will get more first-team reps this week is my guess, depending on the severity of Raymond's injury. Was there an update after the game? I didn't see.
No, Dan Campbell didn't say anything about it. It was just in the press box when they made an announcement to the press that Khalif Raymond would not be returning to the game. He was downgraded.
Kang, did you see any update on Raymond?
No, just the ankle, and he was out for the game, like Gator said.
Yeah. Let's get back to your phone calls. Dustin is next. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, fellas. I don't know if that was Jonathan Vilma that called on Jimmy Gibbs or not, but what a game. So, Champ and Chump, my Champ and Chump is Brad Holmes. So, first, I'll never apologize for a win, but you know, we can criticize Holmes, but you also got to give him praise for cheap guys like Roy Lopez and Thomas Harper. I mean, if we didn't have Harper right now on the back end filling in for Joseph, I don't know what that would look like.
They probably won the game yesterday, Dustin, on the backs of one of his most controversial draft picks ever. You can't take a running back that high. That's and right. A kicker he unearthed from the USFL.
Yeah, and look, and Lopez, for as cheap as he is, I mean, this guy's been a stud. And, you know,
he's
it's
made
funny.
Plays. It feels like the last few games he's made plays in the last three or four games you notice him. Like, who is that? Oh, that's Lopez again.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny. I saw a tweet, you know, from a few years ago criticizing Holmes for taking Gibbs at 12 and Jack Campbell at 18. And look at those two. I mean, so you got to look, he may not have done everything we wanted at the deadline, and I agree with that. I think we should have made a run for Jalen Phillips. I think it would have helped tremendously. In the same breath, we are, and Doug, you mentioned this earlier, we're 7-4. We used to lose these games. They might, some of these issues, the offensive line, may not be fixed this season. But whether we're a Super Bowl team or not this year, this regime has us in the right spot. And they make the most of what they have. I can't say enough about Campbell. I mean, this guy, he believes in his guys for them until they believe in themselves. And I think that sums it up for him. So I'm pumped about a win. I mean, this is a game we lose every time in every other era outside of Campbell.
Now, expectations have risen. But, you know, the biggest, there's one massive box at the top of every game checklist, and that's win the game, and they checked it. Outside of that, I will say it's not as if the coaches watch the film and go, everything's perfect.
Right. What do Roy Lopez, Alex Anzalone, Derek Barnes, and Aiden Hutchinson all have in common?
They play football for the Detroit Lions.
That's right, Doug. Boom. And they all had six tackles in the game yesterday.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Lopez knocking the ball down the line or tipping at the line of scrimmage. He had a tackle for loss. This guy is just showing up every game making something happen.
Let's go to Matt in Sterling Heights. You are next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
So, for me, the chance, J.B. Bickerstaff, I mean, I was worried almost Ivy's coming back. All these guys were injured. They're coming back. How's he going to integrate them? They didn't miss a beat with a full team, probably 12 players deep. That team just – I wouldn't make a trade, but I just think the way he's worked that team has just been beyond belief.
He deserves a ton of praise.
12 in a row.
Crazy. And Chump, kind of like everyone else, is Brad Holmes. I mean, what he did in his first 3 years, he has taken 2 years to undo. It's not just about the trade deadline. I mean, that Tesla trading picks to pick a guy that we could have picked or signed an equivalent non-factor for nothing, then giving Jameson the huge contract, then not playing Tesla, Jameson. I mean, it goes from bad to worse. Then no free agents come in to take the spot of people that we knew were leaving.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Well, not enough.
Well, I mean, they got the best cornerback in the free agent market in DJ Reed.
Right.
To replace Carlton Davis.
They lost the other one.
Well, yeah, but that was your point. You said they didn't pick up anybody to replace guys that they clearly needed to do, and
they
absolutely did that.
It seems to me like he's putting the bare minimum into place. He's trading for toys. He's giving up valuable draft picks.
I'll say this, Matt, and to a point, I do agree with you to a point, and I think it's an observation we made weeks ago, if not months ago. What Brad Holmes does, he doesn't subscribe to the F them picks when it comes to the offseason and acquiring players in trades. He does perhaps do that when it comes to the draft itself. He is one of the bigger movers and shakers on draft days in the NFL. But when it comes to the trade deadline, not as much. Even though he has made trades in the past, the trade deadline didn't do one this year. I don't think I would chump him by any means. And I think the Lions were dealt a really tough blow in this offseason after the draft when Frank Ragnow announced that he was going to retire. Now, they did kind of prepare for that. They drafted two offensive linemen this year. I think they drafted two last year. So they have tried to rebuild and refortify that offensive line, and some guys have been hurt.
I feel as though the Brad Holmes slander needs to kind of stop here, and I'll tell you why. These calls and these chump votes sound to me like calls and chump votes that come after they don't make the playoffs.
Like, hold on to them?
Nobody has said fire him yet.
Yeah.
But my guess is, my feeling is that the motivation behind all these calls is that people, or they get bounced early in the playoffs. People are giving up on the season after yesterday's win. And so they're chumping the GM because there's no way that what he's put together is going to find the other gear or be able to win on a large level here. And I could get on board some of this after a disappointing finish to the season.
Well, like we say, let it play out. But yes, I do agree.
It's not a hot take.
No, people are looking at this team and they're saying, I don't think they've done enough. I don't think it's good enough to compete for a Super Bowl. Look how the Rams are playing. They lost to Philadelphia, which is a team that many think might be the best team in the NFC. And the schedule upcoming is brutal with the Packers and the Cowboys and the Rams all coming up before you can blink an eye.
Well, I think there's been several brutal stretches throughout this year, but at the end of the day, I love that the first two of those games are at home. Fans can make a difference. And I feel like this Giant game isn't even a footnote if they come out and play well on Thursday and beat one of the teams that is in competition to win the NFC.
scary they gave up over 500 yards in offense yesterday, though.
Yep. Well, of course. Yeah. If they play poorly again, they're in big trouble. 97-1, the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.